Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the PVD Cast. It's part two of our, I guess you could call it, roundtable discussion.
I thought you were going to call it a three-way,
but okay.
No, that would
the
be gay.
The table square.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, that would be gay. Yeah, it's part two of the Rhode Island roundtable. We'll call it that. How about that?
We're nowhere near
but the table
Rhode
square.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Is this another installment?
Table square, and we're in Ohio, so it's the Rhode Island roundtable.
All right. Well,
but the table square.
Best I could come up with. Anyways, John Orlando here with my friends Rich and Brian. We had a good time doing the last episode, so we're just rolling on in. Still here at Rich's house. Got the game on. Different game now. It's the Belk Bowl for college football.
What's a Belk?
I have no idea. Right. It's the University of North Carolina versus Cincinnati.
And I'm looking at Cincinnati, and they have totally different helmets and uniforms. And I hate when teams do this. You know, you've got the Seahawks who go to their fluorescent colors. You got these idiots that want to change their helmets. I mean, stick with the uniform.
Well,
and then you look at Oregon. These idiots got 12 different uniforms they wear in a year.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean,
I do. I just find it fascinating that when it comes to college football, the thing that gets his dander up is the fashions. instead of ranting about quarterbacks and yards, let me tell you about
defenses,
these uniforms.
These assholes with their third jerseys and fourth jerseys. They're special bowl jerseys. That's an outrage.
Black and white or nothing.
It is an outrage. Pick a uniform and stick with it. Like the Browns.
During the first episode, right. Rich brought out some black velvet.
And ginger ale.
I cracked it open. I've been sipping on a little bit. Now, I haven't eaten anything today, so it's going
do have snacks.
And so, in response to having eaten anything today, Rich offers us stuffed truffles or chocolate turtles.
So they were not stuffed truffles.
What the hell is a stuffed truffle?
Well, then what was it? Artichoke. A stuffed artichoke. It was stuffed artichoke?
It was a stuffed artichoke,
Did you make them?
My dad makes them. Okay. A couple years ago, me and him did make it.
What are they stuffed with?
Well, you have sausage, breading, and some secret ingredients I can't tell you about.
But you insist that you don't eat the artichoke, right?
You do not eat the artichoke.
So what's the point of the artichoke?
The stuffing on the choke. You pull a leaf off. You stick it in your mouth, you pull the stuffing off in the top layer of the choke, and then you discard the leaf.
I didn't know anybody even referred to them in shorthand as chokes. I like that. You grab the choke.
What? The Italian community out there will understand what I'm talking about.
I will tell you this, though. He did offer the chocolate-covered turtles. I almost said pretzels.
They're not pretzels. Yeah, they're not covered. They are chocolate turtles.
Chocolate turtles. And they were scrumptious. I did enjoy it.
They're a masterpiece. Very well done.
And you make those as well.
Right. Myself, my dad, and my wife make these. Actually, my family has done it for a while. My dad's been doing it for 20 years or so. But I started doing it about 3 years ago with him. And we've got a pretty good arrangement. My dad will buy the chocolate. He'll bring the caramel and the pecans. And I make them.
All right.
And he gets to keep half. So it's a good deal.
Works out well.
I've never even seen one. Never heard of them. This is
basically, you're looking at a turtle.
Yep.
With chocolate, caramel, and pecan. And it looks like a turtle.
Not an actual turtle, by the way. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
No.
It's shaped like a turtle.
Yes, we have turtle molds that we
correct.
Use.
Correct. And you've been getting text messages because of your mastery of the sport of baseball.
Yes.
So tell us all about baseball, Rich.
Well, first off, my assistant, one of my guys I coached with, is asking me what kind of catcher's gear my son has, and he recently got a new set this year. This is not boring. This is good stuff. Santa brought him a Easton natural adult catcher set. Silver. It looks really sharp. It's got the goalie style mask. Looks
nice.
Really good. Yeah, nice.
Again, going back to uniforms, by the way.
If you didn't notice, right.
Silver, it looks good.
Yeah. Santa figured that silver goes with any team he's on. You know,
that's true.
He's playing pony ball this year. And I don't know that I'm going to be his head coach this year. I don't know if I want to do that. He's sort of getting to the point where he don't like to listen to Dad anymore. So it might be better for Dad to step aside. I've coached him since he was four.
Okay.
So
you're 39 and you still don't listen to Dad. So
no, I listen to my dad now.
Oh, okay.
But now, just not now. Yeah, you know, we all go through that stage.
The first 38, not so much.
Not so much.
Now, yeah, kids go through these stages. You know, pretty much when kids are little, their dad's awesome. He's the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit middle school. Dad's a moron. He doesn't know anything. And then they grow up. Boy, I should listen to Dad. But no, I've coached my son in baseball for the last, since he was 4, and he's 13 now. I've coached him in flag football.
How's his batting average? What's his batting average?
Last year, his batting average he was batting around 400.
400?
Which wasn't bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
No.
And he works hard, and I think that's what separates a lot of kids, their work ethic. When he's not having practice, he'll say, Dad, can we go to the batting cage? We'll go to the batting cage 2 to 3 days a week in addition to our practice time.
I'm really surprised it pays off in the game time. That there's not a batting cage in his backyard.
Yeah, that would have been more cost-effective. Yeah, just buying a whale on and put him up in the back.
The batting cage is just a short drive. And throw him a couple buckets, and you know what? That makes a difference.
Yeah.
You could tell the kids that do that extra work versus the kids that don't. And this year was real exciting because he got to play his first year of junior high football.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not get to coach that. I got to sit in the stands, which I really, really enjoyed.
What position did he play?
He played cornerback on defense, and he played wide receiver on offense.
All right. Two-way player.
Two-way player. He played well. He played hard, and he surprised me.
What kind of uniform did he wear?
Honestly, the uniforms weren't the greatest, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is his team went undefeated.
Nice.
Oh,
that's good.
They won the BMCs.
All right.
And that's the local league that they play in.
Nice.
And looking forward to another great season this coming year. And if this group of kids stays together by the time they're seniors, I think there's some really good things in their future.
I had a healthy BMC this morning.
Hey, side note, you mentioned the thing about the batting cage. I remember a conversation I had in the locker room one day during hockey. One of the guys that I played hockey with, he's got two kids that play hockey as well. He contemplated buying off of the internet a skate sharpening setup,
really?
Right? Yeah, but apparently it was like, it was somewhere in Canada and it was manufactured in like 1982. So he's a little leery of it. And then on top of that, is you got to learn how to. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea. All I know is when I go to get them done, I go half inch. That's what I want. Yeah. I don't want 3/8 varsity. I want half inch. Go. Balance them and go.
I heard you wanted half inch, but I didn't want to start rumors.
Boom.
Half inch of what?
On your
the
blade.
Cut on the blade.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What's
how to
the
do
standard
that.
Length? I mean, what do most pros go with?
Oh, most pros probably have a 3/8 varsity. And it's just the angle of the cut.
Then why do you go half inch?
Good question. One, I've never tried a varsity 3/8, but I've heard that it makes it a lot more challenging to turn.
I would think.
To cut, to turn.
Then why the hell would the pros want 3/8 if it's more challenging to turn?
Because they're professionals.
they've been playing
wouldn't
since
you
they're
think
four.
They'd want the easier way to. Does 3/8 give you more speed?
Yeah, it also gives you more speed too. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah, it gives you a lot more speed as well. So yeah. So.
And by the way, I like your pronunciation. It's not hockey; it's hockey.
Thanks.
Are you Canadian?
No, but when you talk about hockey, you should sound Canadian.
Thank you.
The way it is.
That's just the way it should be. So that clicked in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that story. Yeah. So he never did buy it because he was a little leery of how to.
I would think the shipping costs on that would be higher
would
than the actual.
So
yeah,
I would think that you would have to, figure something out. And clearly, you would ship it by USPS, mm-hmm. not ship it by UPS.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to save money by shipping USPS.
That's right.
You really are. They'll ship the same product for like half the price. I don't know why anybody farts around with UPS.
And you're going to support Rich and his family and his ability to buy oversized trees and tacky Christmas decorations.
That oversized tree cost me less than you can get at Kroger.
That was a gift. The redneck wind chimes was a gift.
The dancing Santa he bought, though.
No, the dancing Santa was a gift.
What was the worst Christmas gift you ever got?
It's not the worst Christmas gift. The worst Christmas gift I never got. I mean, when I was a kid, he wanted the AT-AT.
Was it a pony?
My parents refused to buy me the AT-AT.
The AT-AT, yeah.
They told me.
I had the AT-AT.
They said it's garbage and we're not buying it
it's
for
you.
It's
not garbage.
I held out
rocked.
Belief that Santa was going to trump these two idiots. that they didn't know what they were talking about.
The AT-AT
Santa
rocked.
Was going to come through. And every chance I got, you know, at the malls that year and at the Christmas party for my dad worked, I slipped Santa a C note and told him. I mean, my parents are nuts. You're bringing
first
me
of
the
all,
AT-AT.
First of
no,
all,
what?
Never you
got
just
it.
Kept
you
the
never
C
got
notes,
your
you
AT-AT.
Bought it yourself.
I had the AT-AT.
Never got it.
With the box, my mom sold it at a garage sale for like $5.
You know how much that's worth today?
Yeah, I know.
In the box?
Do you know, and I know you're a big fan of Comic Book Man on AMC.
Love it.
Here's what I never got, the USS flag. The G.I. Joe aircraft carrier that was, like, bigger than, you know, like, three of these tables put together.
Mm-hmm.
However, my buddy's younger brother had it, and I knew how big it was before they even started talking on that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not kidding you, it was on a gigantic table in the rec room, and it stayed there. Like, it never got torn apart.
Yeah.
And it was just like in fact, I don't even think there was like a blanket over, but I think it, sometimes he put a blanket over it if company was coming over or whatnot. But I knew it was huge.
That's interesting. He said his mother sold. I mean, who didn't that happen to? Did you not have cool things like when you were a kid that your mom either got rid of or sold off?
No.
Never? No? See,
I was really protective. My garage is filled with He-Man, Star Wars, and G.I. Joe.
This is true. I've seen your garage.
That's I don't know what happened to it. I don't know why my folks didn't do it.
A real American hero.
I think because partly
G.I.
because
Joe is there.
When we would have garage sales, like my folks like would say, "What do you want to get rid of?" It wasn't like, you know, you have to get rid of this, this, and this. I had a little bit of say in it. I don't know why.
No,
so it was always like, "Oh, that stupid stuffed animal. Get rid of that." Oh, those stupid books, get rid of that, you know. But, yeah,
No, I'm with Rich. I remember my parents coming in and deciding what I was getting.
Right.
Oh,
No.
I had the C-3PO case.
Yes. I had the
filled
Darth,
with figures.
Yep.
She let the whole thing go for $20.
Oh, yeah. I had the Darth Vader one filled with figures. I think it sold for like $8.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even the loose figures are worth some money.
Yes, the originals, yeah.
So I don't know how that happened. Like, I don't know why my parents...
So we have overbearing parents, and you're a hoarder, okay? Glad we got that straight now.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Which, actually, now that I'm thinking back, I'm like, wow, my parents did some other things that were clearly not that open-minded and, like, you know, progressive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
The AT-AT, I wanted it so bad, though.
Really?
It was so cool.
I know. Yeah.
My friend had it.
I had so many hours playing with my AT-AT.
They convinced me it was
it's too bad you didn't have one.
How much were they new back then?
I think they were a couple $100.
No.
They were not.
No. Were they like $70, $80?
I'm thinking 40 to 50.
I'm thinking 40 to 50.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Now you get rid of them for $700, $800.
Oh, yeah, now you do well with them. But yeah.
I don't even know. I don't remember how expensive the USS flag was, but I know it was big.
It was,
a big ticket.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because it was freaking
enormous.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badass.
Did you have, now, and when it comes to Star Wars, I think my biggest thing was I had the Millennium Falcon.
I had the Falcon.
Had a Falcon.
Yep.
And then I had the Death Star playset.
Yeah, which is basically just half a, you know, it was like.
Yeah,
of,
it was three tiers.
Yes.
And you had the garbage, the trash compactor in the bottom, and then you had
wait a minute.
Yep.
I have a question. What did the Falcon make the castle run in? Does anybody know the answer to that?
What did the Falcon make the what?
The castle run.
He's this is trivia now.
This
he's
is trivia.
Yeah.
4.5 parsecs.
That's right.
Oh.
There we go.
I would have never pulled that. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, pulling trivia ain't like dusting crops, boy.
Nope.
That's a good one. But yeah, I had a Falcon. Did you have the X-Wing?
I had the X-Wing.
I did not.
The red light in the front.
You hit the button, the red light came on. You had R2 in the back.
Yep.
Had
an X-Wing, had a Falcon, but yeah, never got the
I had the land speeder and the snow speeder.
Oh, the land speeder was cool. I had that.
Yeah.
And I had Jabba the Hutt's thing.
Love that.
Oh,
that was
seen. Yeah.
And then I had the, what do you call that? What was the canteen?
You had the Mos Eisley canteen.
Yeah, I had the Mos Eisley canteen.
I had
everything in there. And
a Dagobah swamp, I remember that.
Yeah, and then
the
I had this, which was a Sears exclusive. You can only get it at Sears. It was a plastic base. It was a desert plastic base, and it was the Jawa sand crawler, but it was a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
I never had the Jawa sand crawler.
No, they had the original one, the one that was remote control.
Yes.
But this one was just a cardboard shitty, like, $14 one.
Remote control, which meant it had a button where it would go forward or
backward. Yeah.
And there is your remote, which was wired. I don't even think it was like, you know, it was like
connected to
the wire.
But you know what? I had this conversation with my girlfriend. We went to a party right around Halloween time.
What'd you dress as?
It wasn't a Halloween party. We didn't have to dress up.
Oh, okay.
We just went as, you know, in shirts and clothes. Which, I mean, not that we would show up naked, because that would be ridiculous.
So you went as nerds, gotcha.
Yeah, anyways.
I figured you maybe go as the plug in the socket.
Nah. Anyways.
That's good.
There's another 60-watt light bulb joke. Anyways. that's going to be a hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag 60-watt light bulb. Anyways. I was refreshed that there was a couple there, and they had two little kids. The kids were probably like... 7, and there's no need to throw cups now. Jesus. It's
why is the booze flying?
I don't know. One of us has had too much.
It's obviously you.
Gotcha. So you went to a party dressed
as
yourself.
These little kids were happy to play with little green army men.
Yeah.
And I really was impressed with that, because kids nowadays, man, they need something that lights up or is electronic or something. And these two kids had a ball just sitting around. They were like, da-da-da-da. And like the one, it was funny because the one came to me and was like, do you see this army guy? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, do you know what war he fought in? I'm like, Korea. And he's like, no. I'm like, and he's like, 6, you know? And I'm like, World War II? No. Well, which one? Civil. Okay, all right.
He was a blue or gray guy, right?
No.
Was he green?
He was green. He was totally off base.
Then he didn't fight in the Civil War. I've had all these figures. The blue and the gray were the Civil War, and you can buy them today.
Yeah.
And the green ones were World War I and World War II.
Yeah, but these guys, I mean, these two kids, I really was impressed with that, because, again, I just, you know... Kids nowadays, you know, two kids, everything's got to light up or be a video game or some bullshit like that to just play like we did. You know,
I remember I had bags of these little green army men, and I would line them up. You know, I'm talking my whole downstairs, boom. I'm talking 100 here, 100 over there, and then we'd start shooting, knocking them down, and
throwing
it was
marbles
crazy. Throw marbles at them, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Hot Wheels cars got involved with the Civil War.
It happened just like that.
You didn't know that the Millennium Falcon won the war for the North, did you? That's the way it went down.
You know what? Torpedoes,
this probably, I'm going to catch flack for this, because I'd probably be the kid that would have thrown a fit about that. Like, that's not fucking accurate. You know, that would have been me, because I had two cases. I had Hot Wheels and Matchbox in two separate cases, and they never intermingled.
Really?
Like, worlds didn't collide. Like, if it was Matchbox Day, we're playing with Matchboxes. I don't know why.
Not just a hoarder, he's also anal retentive. The Matchbox and the Hot Wheels.
What'd you say?
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Do either of you have sisters?
Yes, I have one sister.
Yeah, I do.
Did they play with Barbies?
Yes.
My sister was, there's 17 years between us, so when I was born, she was long gone. She was out of the house.
So you were an accident.
Probably. Well, probably.
Yeah, I hate to admit this, but what I would do with these Barbies, I would take them, and my sister had this Barbie dream house.
Sure.
And I would put them in obscene positions. And my mother would come downstairs, find this, and yell at my sister
for it.
Blame
it on her. And you would just sit back and enjoy the show.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
But I have a cousin that is the same age as I, and I went over to my aunt's house, and she had Barbie dolls. She had the Barbie doll swimming pool. And I remember I was a little kid.
Yeah, we had the pool too.
I took all the clothes off of Barbie, and I don't know where I got this from, because I went, la 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 la, I drank too much, and put her face down in the pool. My aunt got...
You're twisted.
My aunt got pissed. She was like, that's it, we're done, put them away. Put them away. We're getting out the bristle blocks. Put them away.
What the hell is a bristle block?
You don't remember those?
Never heard of bristle blocks.
Please,
like a Lego?
They were precursors to Lego. Well, I think they were out at the same time as Legos, but they were... You build things with them, but instead of having the snap holes that you would snap together, they were bristles, and they would just interlight. Like, if my fingers were like this, you would just find one that was two, and it would just go like that.
Never.
Wait a minute. And you could build things. The people that are listening can't see what you're doing.
I know. So they had nubs.
Nubs.
And if you had three nubs, and you had another block that had two nubs, you could put them together and build stuff with them.
I never heard of bristle blocks.
Never heard of bristle blocks.
I had Legos, and we had Lincoln Logs, and that's it.
Erectors?
You had the Erector set.
No.
Oh, everybody had the Erector set. They actually had real nuts, real screws.
Rivets? They had rivets, too.
They did not have rivets.
They did not?
Not at all. But they had these metal pieces. You connected them with bolts and nuts.
Yeah.
Try that today. I don't think they sell them anymore.
No, I mean, I remember seeing
those in
the catalog.
They're choking hazards, I'm sure.
Thinking, I don't want anything to do with
this. They're choking hazards.
It's ridiculous. Kids can't build stuff anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah. But we had Lincoln Logs and Legos. I don't remember.
What about Tinker Toys? Yeah. You had Tinker Toys.
I don't know.
I didn't have them. My aunt had them. My aunt had them. That was probably after I drowned Barbie, a naked Barbie in the pool, if I wasn't good with the bristle blocks, we probably played with the Tinker.
You know, that pool held water.
Oh, I know, because I don't know where I got that from. I don't know. I'm going to blame it on my
dad.
Dark
child.
Did you have the Barbie Malibu?
I think she had that, yeah. Hey, look, I don't know. I probably got it because my dad, there was only one television show my dad would watch, one fictional television show. Like, he would watch the news all the time. Mm. But one fictional TV show he would watch was Dallas.
Yeah.
And it was all...
Who shot JR?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he loved that show. Like, it was his, it was his pro wrestling. You know what I mean?
Reenacting sexual assaults and homicides in Dallas with her sister's toys.
Well, it was my sister's, my cousin's. My cousin's toys.
That's
horrible. Yeah, that's probably where I got it from, man. You know, I'm sure somewhere there on Dallas, somebody got snuffed and thrown in a pool.
Oh,
I'm sure.
No doubt.
No doubt.
In the cement pond. Wow. That may have been more than a shot. All right, thank you. That's good. That's good.
Jeez. Are you getting home tonight, Ryan?
Well,
you might be sleeping on this couch.
We got
over
all
here.
Evening. We're thinking part three.
So growing up, what was,
where did ginger ale go?
What was your favorite Christmas, like as a kid, the one that you got that, I mean, you know, still to this day.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
The pony.
You never got a pony.
Absolute power.
What?
Absolute power.
What is that?
I asked for it every year and I never got it.
What the hell is absolute power?
Absolute power.
Oh, he just means
I never got it. Or
I asked for it every year.
No, now you're married and you will never have it.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what it is. I think I got it because I was visiting some relatives and one of their little kids had something very similar to it. It wasn't it, but it was like a racetrack for the Disney. It was a tie-in toy for cars for Disney. It was a racetrack.
With the trigger and it went around the track?
It was, but as a kid, I got something called the Big Loader Construction Set.
I had that.
Yeah.
It rocked.
It did because it was like it was just a car like... It had wheels on it. It had no top to it. And you put it on the track, and it would go to different stations, and then, like, a dump truck's top would fall onto it.
Yeah.
And then you take it to the next station, and it would get loaded up with, like,
really great
dirt.
Toy.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah. And it would turn into a bulldozer and all that stuff.
You know, kids don't have anything like that today.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the Nerf guns. Nothing with creativity, though.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day when we were kids, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Lionel Trains. Whatever happened to the train set, man?
They're still around.
They are still around, but the kids don't get into them.
No.
I've got thousands of dollars worth of trains in my basement here. I shouldn't say that online. Somebody's going to rob me now, but you know, I haven't set them up in 10 years. But they are so much fun to play with and to build and to just create things with it and use your imagination. Kids don't have any of
that. You have the towns and everything?
I have the towns. I have... everything. I mean, wow. I've got a whole corner in my basement devoted to it.
Devoted to the boxes that they're in?
To the boxes that they're in. Now, before I had kids, I had my whole laundry room filled up with the train set.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do, yeah.
And now it's all in boxes, and sad to say it's been sitting there for 10 years. Hopefully everything still works.
I'll sell those online for you. We'll make a pretty profit.
No. When my kids are in college, out of the house, I'm reclaiming my laundry room. Mark my words,
right.
That will be mine.
The laundry room will be yours.
You got it.
And, you know, Artie,
yeah,
my man loved trains.
Yeah, he did.
I know
he
John
did.
Devoted a podcast to him a little while ago.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid going over to his house, and he had the ultimate train set.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He had
I did not know.
Shit ton
I didn't even know he was into them.
All
right.
Yeah. You know, Artie and I would go to all these train shows. We'd go to Ogilby. I think we went to one on Youngstown.
Really?
And we were really into it.
Just
and,
to hunt down particular cars?
Yeah, particular cars, or just check out things that people were selling or building or doing at the time. And, Artie loved them, and I loved them, and... you know, it's just going to be really fun to start building it again once the kids are older and I get some space back.
Hey, you know, I feel you got to have something that you're passionate about. Otherwise, what's the point in getting out of bed in the morning?
Right.
You know? So, I mean, whether it's trains or Brian for You movies or drinks, I guess. Rich.
It goes
I guess.
I'm off for 16 days. I'm enjoying it.
He is. Yeah. 16 days off. Very nice.
That's nice. How'd you do that?
I took two vacation days and got 16 days off. It's amazing.
It's all about the strategy.
It is. You two guys work out your calendars like nobody's business.
Yeah,
well, you
between
know what?
The paid days off and then, you know,
holidays
and then your sick days, comp time.
Can I say where we work? Well, Brian and I work in the same place, and they give us 2 days off for Christmas, 2 days off for New Year's.
Yep.
You know, I have 4 personal days that I build up every 3 months. We get a personal day.
Yep.
I save them for this time of year, so I use my four personal days, 4 paid holidays, and 2 vacation days, and magically I get 16 days
That's
off.
Nice. 16 days.
When do you go back to your new office, by the way? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You go back, when's the semester start?
I'll be, I have an office at a local community college, and I'll be there like the 13th.
Are you going to say hello to Joel McHale?
Oh,
wait,
yes,
never mind.
Community.
My bad. Yeah,
that's coming back. Yeah.
It is. I'm excited.
With the original creator, with, what's his name?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he was gone. I gotta be honest. I've never watched Community.
Oh,
and everybody,
really?
Everybody yells at me for that.
I highly recommend it. Very funny show.
I know you're excited for Justified coming up January 7th. Probably when this podcast goes up, it's already aired. But
January, the beginning of the year is going to be good. Justified comes back.
Right.
Walking Dead will be coming back
Walking
shortly.
Dead's in February, though, right? February 17th, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Another really good show
I enjoyed last year that'll be coming back in March, I think, is The Americans. I really recommend
it. You liked that, really? On FX?
Yeah. Liked it a lot. Really enjoyed that show. So looking forward to that one coming back as well. It's weird, because for years I didn't care about television at all, but lately it's the cable. You know, the cable shows have been just spectacular. In fact, on a podcast that Kevin Smith did, he went on and on for like 10 minutes about the show called Ray Donovan. That was on Showtime. That I knew nothing about.
Isn't Ray Liotta involved in that?
No.
It's like Liev Schreiber.
Yes. And picked it up. Blew through the whole thing in like 3 days. Just a great show. Really, really entertaining. Liked it a lot.
See, there's so much out there that I just feel like if I started watching every single thing that's out there, I would never get anything done. Like there would. Rich was giving me shit about not having a podcast up recently because of the holidays. If I watched every single thing, I would never have anything done.
Yeah,
because
tough.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. Like I've seen an episode of The Blacklist, and it looks really good, and I've heard very good things about it. But I'm like, I can't right now. I cannot. I got to keep it to my, you know, my 4 shows that I can manage right now.
What
in
are your
my
4
life.
Shows?
Arrow.
Never heard
CW.
Of it.
Never saw it.
Really, really good. I like it. Walking Dead.
Love it.
Never heard of it.
Justified.
Never heard of it.
And Comic Book Man.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And my guilty pleasure, but it's not a guarantee if I miss it, Bar Rescue. Like, I don't like reality shows, but that one on Spike, Bar Rescue, is pretty darn good.
Never seen that.
Have you guys seen Revolution?
Never watched it. I've heard bad things about it.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I've heard some bad things.
What have you heard that's bad? I mean, the show's tremendous.
Slightly predictable.
No.
Disagree. Formula oriented. What's the word I'm looking for?
Formulaic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't spin.
I don't have my dictionary.
And I have not had.
What the hell does formulaic mean?
I have not even had a drink yet.
Predictable.
It is not predictable.
I don't know. I just heard bad
things. It's anything
about
but predictable.
There is one reality show that Rich and I will once again embrace each other over, and that is anything with Gordon Ramsay. We like
Kitchen Nightmares.
We like the Kitchen Nightmares.
Well, see, that's what Bar Rescue is. It's only about bars, though. But that guy John Taffer is very much like Gordon Ramsay.
The Bar Rescue, is that Gordon Ramsay as well?
No, it's a guy named John Taffer.
Oh,
but he's very much like him. He's you know, yells and
abrasive
and that. Even though it's completely manipulated.
Yeah,
no,
there's very.
Still,
I don't think Rich and I watch any television show except for that. That's the only one.
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah.
You seen the newest Kitchen Nightmares? No, I haven't. Moved back and forth.
Rich, what do you watch?
He watches MASH.
Let me show you my DVR. You're sitting in front of my TV.
He watches.
Hold on.
MASH.
Here's my DVR. Here's most of the stuff I watch right here.
All right.
Garbage,
Full House.
Garbage.
Hold on. Spin City.
Garbage.
I love Spin City.
Okay.
I've watched every episode probably 100 times.
Okay.
And yet I keep recording it and watching it.
All right.
Don't like
My
it.
Son has recently found a love for The Office, so I've been watching that with him. I love The Office.
Okay.
Don't like it.
The King of Queens.
Don't like
I got 134 episodes sitting here waiting for me to watch. My daughter loves Little House on the Prairie. Her and my wife watch that. This is my DVR, folks. Full House.
Ouch.
I got 4 episodes of The X Factor left, so if you know who won, please don't tell me. I got Grimm. I'm 7 episodes behind on that. Love Grimm.
I don't know what that is.
The Michael J. Fox Show. I watched it one time, was like, it's not bad, but I like Michael J. Fox.
I've heard it's bad.
He's literally DVRing a show called Dog with a Blog. I mean,
hold on.
Good gosh.
Now, my daughter loves Glee. She loves Ant Farm, and my daughter loves Dog with a Blog, which ain't a bad show.
What the kid
show.
Hell is Dog with a Blog?
It's a dog that talks, and he's got a blog.
Of course.
Now,
it's good stuff. Now, this one
talks?
Here, Anger Management.
Terrible.
No, it's not terrible. It's got Charlie Sheen. Anything with Charlie Sheen is instantly good.
It's awful.
It's got hot chicks. He's awful. A player. And it's he's really, really good in the show. I like it. I wouldn't let any kid watch it because it's...
Raunchy.
Raunchy. Very
inappropriate,
raunchy.
Yeah.
Inappropriate, yes. But it's a good watch. District 9, I recorded that a while ago.
That's a movie, though.
That's great, a movie. Yes.
Great movie.
Now, this is my DVR. So I've recorded it. I have not watched it. And I got the Three Stooges, the movie. And my daughter loves iCarly.
Terrible.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Terrible.
And Teen Beach Movie. Of all course. My daughters. And The Parent Trap, which was not a bad movie. As you can tell, I've got a daughter. But
yeah, I think so. And this is your DVR.
This is my living room DVR. Now, let me show you mine.
Uh-oh.
More of The Office. I'm backed up on Pawn Stars right now. I got 12 episodes.
Okay.
I recorded a Christmas Story because 24 hours was not enough. I need more.
I need more.
Star Trek, the original. I'm talking with Kirk. I got 35 episodes on DVR I got to watch.
I didn't even know there were that many episodes.
There's three seasons.
I'm backed up on American Pickers. Eight episodes. And Two Broke Girls. I'm 15 episodes behind. I got to watch that. Revolution.
I mean, I feel stupider just reading this thing.
Oh, hold on. How can you feel stupid? You can't feel stupider, believe me, I know you.
It's
Revolution.
Really, I feel brain cells just dripping out.
There's only one, I'm only backed up one. I don't know what's going on with that. I hope they keep it going. There was rumors of it being canceled. I hope it's not canceled. Every show I love, they cancel. I love Revolution. They can't. They're probably going to cancel.
I think it's coming back in the summer, though, I think.
I hope so.
I think.
I love V. They canceled V. How about This Old House Hour? I got 3 episodes. I'm behind on that. Annoying Orange. That's all my son right there. 2 and a Half Men. I'm 2 episodes behind.
God,
Duck
awful.
Dynasty. I hate to admit this. With my man Phil Robertson, I'm 10 episodes behind on you.
Oh, so sad.
It is sad.
Oh.
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Me and the boy enjoy watching this.
Yeah.
I'm 138 episodes on my DVR. We gotta watch.
All right.
I got American Pickers.
That's American Restoration.
And good luck. What is American Restoration? You're kidding me.
No, he was correcting you.
You said it was American Pickers.
No, it's American Restoration. I'm sorry. It's an awesome show. Phil Dale. Great. It's awesome. You need to check it out if you haven't seen it. Good luck, Charlie. Anybody, stop eating my chocolate. My dog's licking my turtle. Good luck, Charlie.
Some jokes write themselves.
If anybody likes, if anybody has kids, this is the modern Full House right here.
Oh, okay.
Awesome show.
You got kids?
No, I do not.
Neither do I.
And then Billy the Exterminator, I'm still 9 episodes behind, and they haven't released a new one in like a year, so I'm really behind on that.
I'll give you a dollar if you hit that delete all recordings
button. $1?
$1.
You can't pay me enough.
$1 if you delete all of them. Every one of them.
I don't know what to say on that.
There you go. Dollar bill for you if you delete every one of the... Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, give me the dollar. Give me
the
dollar.
You're giving him the Starenko.
Hold on. Give me your dollar.
That was a bait and switch.
Give me your dollar.
I'm good.
Give me your dollar. Don't make me rough you up.
So we now have a general idea of the television tastes of Rich. And there you go. What more need to be said?
Everybody agrees with my television taste.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't?
Pretty much the two guys sitting at this table.
That is true.
It doesn't matter. You're in my house.
And he has been a gracious host.
Yes, I have.
He's brought home. He's
when
brought
we're
down.
Done, I've got salami sandwiches.
Your dog ate my
with
turtle,
fontanella
by the way.
Cheese.
Wait a minute. Is your
Don't
dog...
give my dog that shot. It'll kill her.
He took it.
She'll be shitting for a week. You're cleaning it up.
I don't know what to tell you. I had a turtle and I don't know where it is.
Are you sure you had one?
Dude.
What?
If she ate that, she's gonna shit all over my downstairs.
I love how this is getting real now. You're getting the emotion.
I'm gonna call you. You're coming over and cleaning it. I'm not cleaning it.
I know whose calls to block now for the rest of the day.
How old is your dog, by the way?
Yeah, by the way.
She's about 4 years old.
4 years old. She's a very good dog. Yeah.
She's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I can't believe you'd say that. Look at that furry. How can you say
she just ate pure chocolate and is probably gonna... Yeah.
We know that... I mean,
why did you give my dog the chocolate?
I didn't give your dog the chocolate.
She took it.
Yeah, that's true. At least I think it is. There was a turtle here. Now there's not.
You're going to have to hit pause.
And your dog seems to be...
Why?
Because I'm going to have to kick his ass.
Oh, the holiday spirit.
You didn't hit pause, did you?
I did not hit pause. Oh, no, okay, yeah. I was not going to hit pause. I was just going to keep rolling.
I'll just send her outside for the evening.
That'll work.
There you go.
Yeah, I approve of that message.
There you go. How does she stay? You don't have a fence in the backyard, do you?
No, you know what?
Invisible fence?
We used to. We had the underground wireless...
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Yeah,
invisible fence.
Invisible fence. When she got too close, it would zap her.
Yeah.
When she was a puppy, we did that. And now she's older. She doesn't cross the line. She knows.
Oh, okay.
We've got it off. And she doesn't wander far. She'll go in the front yard, which we don't want her now.
Uh-oh. What's this? You want a shake?
But she will knock at the front door.
She knocks at the front door? How does your dog knock at the front door?
She basically hits her paw on it. She'll jump on the door and knock on it.
Just bang on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear her down here?
I did. Yeah.
She would knock on it. If we don't answer it, she goes to the front door and does it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
She's smart. And if you leave the real door open, just the screen door, she'll jump up, hit the handle, and let herself out.
There you go.
This is an amazing dog. You should take her on Letterman.
Might be the smartest member of the family.
Well.
I love the delay it takes him a minute. He like literally goes, hey.
Hey. Now you're getting half a peace sign, by the way.
I am number one, I know.
You are
getting the slow crank.
slow crank.
Unbelievable.
My dog, she's a real pain in the ass. Last night, I went to bed about 1 in the morning. There's my dog laying on my pillow.
The new pillow?
The new pillow. On my pillow next to my wife.
If you don't know what that means, you need to check out the first edition of this little triad of evil, if you will.
So I hop into bed, and I move the dog. And
okay.
I push her out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, jumps down to the bottom of the bed. Now, where she's laying, I can't get the covers over me because they're all bundled up right there. And I'm pulling, I'm yanking. Because this goes on for about 2 hours. Finally, I wake up, drag her ass off the bed, throw her in my son's room, because I can't get covered.
Yeah.
She's a cover hog.
Yeah, right.
She's a pain in the ass.
So guys, what do you plan on doing in 2014? Do you have any, like, goals, objectives?
Yes, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to drop 20
really?
Pounds.
Are you?
Yep.
Have you joined the gym yet or no?
No, but I do have a free membership coming.
Okay.
For two visits.
For two visits.
Yes, I visited a gym.
You could drop 10 pounds a visit.
No. Nice. I visited a gym, and they told me they'll give me 2 free sessions.
That's a fine plan.
But I'm not going to do that. I think, you know, what I'm going to do is just hit the track, start walking.
Okay.
You know, I used to love jogging and running, but I can't do that anymore. My knees hurt, my ankles hurt, so I'm just going to walk. So I figure I'm going to walk 2 miles.
And you're
going to
walk 20 pounds off. Is that what you're planning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to do in 2014?
I'm going to laugh at him not dropping 20 pounds.
Once again, here comes a slow crank.
I'm going to mock him daily every time I see him eating Doritos at 8 in the morning at work. I'm going to go, hello, kick that 20 pounds right off here, buddy. Good job. He wants some ranch flavor to go.
Oh, I hate you.
That's the breakfast of champions, man.
Because it's true. I can't tell you how many mornings... 8:45 in the morning, Doritos. Just going right in the gullet.
Oh, man.
Now, wait a minute here.
No!
Hold
on. Sorry.
Let's get a reality
check. It's a snack size.
I wake
bag
up
of Doritos.
At 7 in the morning, and I get a text message. It's Brian saying, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that at 7 in the morning?
Well, he likes
Who's
to plan
worried
out.
About lunch
no,
time at 7
he likes to plan out. He's a planner. He likes to plan things out.
Reverse.
Yeah, he's completely reverse. It's him that does that. He pulled you right in. His lies
well,
are
now,
so well practiced that
but,
you fell for it.
But you are always adamant when I come into town about going to dinner.
Well, it's Drovers.
Go to Drovers, but I don't get the invite.
Nope.
We covered that already.
Yeah,
well, we're going to cover it again.
Anyways.
And next time you come in to have Drovers, we won't invite you because we will respect the fact that you're attempting to lose 20 pounds.
So,
once again, here comes the slow crank.
We will go without you.
For those of you that don't know, I act like I'm cranking my hand, and my middle finger comes up at him.
It's genius.
It's a slow crank.
It's genius. I prefer the Kenny Powers magic doubles.
Not to be confused with crank two.
Yes.
Totally different thing. All right.
No,
so,
I really don't know. Nothing? I'm not a gold dude. I just, you know, I wake
just
up,
do
get
what
through
you do.
Another day, you know, and roll through. Yeah.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
But, you know, but there is some truth in that, you know.
Oh, I know you will.
Mocking him throughout the year.
I know.
I gotta strongly suspect your ratings are gonna triple after listening to this.
I can only hope so. I hope so.
At least triple.
I hope so.
If not cut in half.
Yeah, I told my buddy.
If not cut in half.
I like Rich it. Won't drop 20 pounds, but it'll help you drop 20 listeners.
Well, I told my buddy I was gonna do this podcast today, and he says, "What the hell's a podcast?"
Which is a very normal reaction.
I explained to him what a podcast is, and I said to him, "Listen, I'm going to chronicle my wisdom today."
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Yes.
And believe me, if looking at your DVR is any chronicle of your wisdom, we've seen it. Oh, but Ed, what about you? Because you're a goal dude. You're like, I've been here for a while, and you're a guy who's like, I'm setting goal A, B, and C.
Well, he's went backwards about six steps because he's sitting with me and you today.
It's true. We're dragging him down.
Munchie Lego.
Who?
Munchie Lego.
Never heard of him.
I just looked at the TV,
yeah,
and it's Cincinnati versus North Carolina football. Munchie Lego is on like the...
In the pocket.
All bad names countdown for college football. Munchie Lego. Who names a kid Munchie?
I wouldn't name my kid Munchie.
But okay, back to your question, Brian. In regards to goals, you know, I think just continue to work on the PVD cast to make it bigger, better.
I want you to have like 9 million listeners
by
the end
of
the year.
I would like that.
By the end of the year, you need 9 million listeners.
Well, you know, one thing I didn't talk about in the last episode.
We can relate to the everyday guy.
Well, thank you. I just, you know what, man, I sat down, and I thought when I started this a year ago,
yep,
you know, because as I said, this is posting several weeks after we recorded it. We recorded it December 28th. You know, it was a year ago that I started this, and I was on Podomatic.
You're on what?
I was at Podomatic, which was
a different
website.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No. Yeah.
I had other microphones, and so I upgraded the microphones, yep. I got the laptop, you know, started building the website, which I, you know, again...
Got a goddamn logo. You're doing all
got
right.
Got a logo.
With the hockey sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then getting up on Stitcher Radio and that. So, I mean...
Stitcher.
Yeah, we'll get to... Don't worry. We'll plug Stitcher.
You know what? They're incredible.
They are. But, so I think just working on this, man. Yeah. I really would like to continue. I really would like to have a lot more listeners, you know, who are tuning in.
Now, you record all these... You know, face to face with it.
Yeah,
have you ever tried to do one over the
phone or over Skype or something like
Skype
that?
Skype was what I was looking for.
No, I never have. I've never tried one because I'm not
I
sure.
Wouldn't.
I have to research how that goes.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Why?
You think it's more fun? Like
it's more fun.
Here?
This is more personable.
Yeah.
You know what? I listen to like radio stations, and you hear these morning talk shows and whatnot. Yes, they're semi entertaining. But I love my podcast. I listen, you know, here's my podcast regime. I have PVD cast first and foremost. And then
right.
I have Joe Rogan and
all right.
Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
I love Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
And I have Adam and Drew. But, you know, the difference is these are podcasts. They're done in person. You're sitting right next to each other and you're just talking about what's on your mind. There's none of this bullshit where this person's on the phone, that person's on the other line.
You're defending it like I told it, like I asked him if he would never do one live again. I'm just saying, for convenience sake, he lives 3 hours away. If he wanted to do one with one of us or something,
have you ever considered
doing one over Skype?
I understand,
because, see, 100%.
When you're where you're at and I'm here, we can't drink together.
Right, no, you're right. I agree wholeheartedly with Rich. I think that that's the magic of podcasts. I think it's much better when you are sitting down with the person live and that you're just having a conversation. You know, I know the people at home can't see you. I have a few quick notes jotted down. That's it.
I have nothing.
There's nothing. Yeah, you guys are just going. And I think that that's what makes it. I think that's what makes it fun because these are fun to do, and that's why I'm doing them. I mean,
I couldn't have fed his dog chocolate over the phone. That's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick your ass over that.
But
eat the damn chocolate.
I mean, have you ever tried it?
I haven't.
Don't mess around with that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess the dog needs to go outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
She needs
Google has a free video thing
either
too.
You let him out or you let me out.
I'll let him
You're letting the dog out, so yeah. Brian's going to go let her out before she poops all over the place.
Thanks, because so. He gave him his chocolate turtle.
Right. Hey, actually, one quick thing here, and I could have saved it for an Orlando's Faves, but I think I got something else. I read a fascinating graphic novel over the last couple weeks. My friend Dahmer, written by a gentleman by the name of Durf, Backdurf.
The hell of a name.
Well, I believe
that's
his
a
actual,
foreigner.
His actual name is John Backdurf. But it was about him. He went to high school and junior high with Jeffrey Dahmer.
He went to high school, really?
With him, and he talks about him, and he only not only blends in his own personal recollections, but he talks to other people, other teachers, other people in the neighborhood.
Wide right.
All the people, like all the FBI and the police reports. He does. It's a really good book. I highly recommend it, man.
Graphic novel, too.
Graphic novel, yeah. It's real cool. You know, and it just talks about how different Dahmer was as opposed to many of the other serial killers in history.
Like, tell me about how different he was.
He was personable. He was not when he got caught. He did not clam up. He just freely he wanted to talk, and yeah. He would just freely talk about everything he did. The most, I guess, the most.
This
amazing
was the
thing.
Guy from Silence of the Lambs you're talking about, right? Jeffrey Dahmer?
No,
that's Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that's a fictional character.
Same thing, though, right?
Well, yeah, this is the guy that was caught in '92, I think. '92.
He was eating people too,
yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And a fridge full.
Yeah, but he. They talk about. Here's the amazing thing. Like, I guess that he was. He had a lot of issues. He had a bad family life, and
I don't care how bad your family life is. What possesses? Now, I can understand why I'd cook his ass up next to me and eat him, but you know. What possesses somebody to do that?
Well, I think it was a different time period. Like, this is what the guy wrote about, that every single day he was shit hammered in high school. Like, he started drunk. He was drunk by 7:45 every morning when he hit high school. Oof. In his sophomore year, because
okay,
one, he
getting
was
drunk by 7:45 doesn't.
Well,
what, in what
he was,
world
his
is...
mom. His mom had a history of mental illness.
Yep.
There was a little bit of mental illness in him, probably suspected.
A little bit.
Yeah. He was gay.
Smidge.
And he was a closeted homosexual. He was gay. Oh. He had these urges
to eat people.
To be close with people, but he didn't really want them to be close. Like, he wanted them to be close. He wanted to be close to them when they were dead. It was this weird thing that he had in his head.
It's a graphic novel.
It came out, it's a small indie company. I think if you go to derfcity.com, it's got all the information about where you can pick it up at. Let's check it out, man. It was really well done. I gotta be honest, I didn't think it was gonna be that good. I really didn't. Somebody loaned it to me. My cousin loaned it to me, and I read it. I couldn't put it down.
Yeah,
I read it like in about 2 days. I just busted through it. It was really well done.
I'm going old school right now. I'm in the middle of The Death of Superman from, like, what is that?
Oh, 93,
yeah,
man.
I was going to say early 90s.
Man,
yeah.
I waited in the rain for
my first
copy. You
guys are too exciting for me. I'm reading Neil Bortz's Fair Tax Act here.
In fact, I bought 2 issues because when they did the second printing, I never opened the original. It's still sealed, man.
Really?
And the black bag that has, like, the bloody Superman emblem on it, yeah. I waited in the rain for like a half hour to get that in line, waiting on it, man. Yeah. So you're reading that?
Yeah. I literally picked it up
from the library or something, or
$4 off of eBay.
Oh, really?
$4 off of eBay.
Cool.
Got it and been reading through it about halfway through, but really enjoying it.
Yeah, I read that, and then I also read the relaunch of Masters of the Universe.
He-Man.
That DC Comics put out. Yeah. It was very mediocre.
I haven't heard good things about that.
Yeah, no. I didn't really dig it. I didn't. It was not very campy. It was very dark, but it just didn't really go anywhere. It was kind of very mediocre. Like, if it's that dark, I'm hoping for an amazing story. Like, sure. Oh my God, this is amazing. And it was not really, like, it was kind of like they took the plot of one of the cartoons and they just made it dark. They just drew darker images around it. I think that was it. You know, it really wasn't that fantastic. So. Anywho.
Oh.
So.
So, all right, for 2014, I've got nothing going on, or no plans. He's got plans to drop weight. and you're
continue
gonna,
to improve this, man.
Continue
to improve.
PVD cast.
On the PVD cast. Onward and upwards.
9 million listeners.
9 million. We're gonna
That's
try,
what I
man.
Want by the end of the year.
I would take 9
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
That's right. Word of mouth. I'm always talking about that. Word of mouth. All right, but with that, we're getting up there to about 50-minute mark, so I'm going to start wrapping things up.
We're not even close to being done.
We're episode two.
I haven't even talked about the NFL yet.
All right, so Rich has mentioned it. I'm going to mention it again. Stitcher Radio is a great supporter of this particular podcast. I was very happy this year that they picked me up after dealing with another particular entity.
Which entity?
I'm not going to say. Yeah. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to plead the fifth. But Stitcher Radio is the best place.
iTunes. iTunes.
Stitcher Radio. It's radio on demand, ladies and gentlemen. It's got thousands and thousands of podcasts for anything that you like, whether it's sports, wrestling, politics, home, you know, home needs, if you want to know how to...
Or whatever the hell we're talking about.
Whatever. Yeah, that's right. Whatever. You can check it out. Go to Stitcher.com or just go over to your app store if you have an Android phone, an iPhone, a tablet, whatever. Whatever. What'd you steal over there?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, you're
hey, there's my wife. Can we get her on here for a second?
If she wants to come over here.
She just came home. She's got that beautiful new haircut with the new highlights. Come show the viewers, Steph, even though they can't see you.
They can't see
you. They can't see you, but come on over.
Have another one.
Yeah. Right.
The viewers.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen.
This is my beautiful wife, Stephanie. No, she one just can stepped see in her room. But I will audit. Describe her.
Oh my God.
She has beautiful new highlights in her hair. Beautiful new haircut. And she's just she's the love of my life.
Amusingly enough, Rich's plan for this year is to drop 20 pounds. Her plan is to drop about 200.
Once again, Brian, here comes the slow crank. The slow crank.
That was a good one. Nice. Nice.
Were you saying about Stitcher Radio?
I was just talking about how awesome it was, but nonetheless. Man, this has been fun. I wish I had more time to do a third.
You
one.
Do have time.
No, I don't.
You do have time.
No.
We got time. I got all evening.
Anyways.
I believe you don't have all evening.
Put baby Jesus back.
Is that what you stole? You tried to steal baby Jesus?
Why would you steal baby Jesus out of my nativity scene? You want to talk about offensive.
I'm surprised you didn't try to feed baby Jesus to the dog.
That's good. Yeah, he ate the chocolate.
Yeah.
He might eat a porcelain baby Jesus out of the nativity scene. You don't
know. Help that indigestion, man. The power of the Holy Spirit will move him.
I'll move him.
Exactly.
Stay tuned for episode 3. It's coming.
All right. Well, let's talk about my fave, because I know, Brian, you're going to be right along with me.
Yep.
Orlando's faves. A movie that I just recently saw. It's out on Blu-ray and DVD. But I just saw
Dirty Dancing.
No, it's not Dirty Dancing. Prisoners.
Yeah.
Really like the flick. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Maria Bello, Terrence Howard,
yep.
Melissa Leo, Paul Dano.
Paul Dano, that's what
Yeah, phenomenal cast, well directed, interesting story.
Excellent, yeah.
I don't want to give anything away. I will say this, though. It is a very slow build.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a wham-bam, thank-you-ma'am type of film, skip this.
No, I think it's a little over 2 hours. It's slowly plotted.
Yeah, it's like
takes its time.
Yeah, it's close to like 2.5 or whatnot. But, an awesome movie. So Prisoners.
Without giving anything away, I'll just agree with you on this. You said you really liked the ending. When I say the end, I mean literally the last scene in the movie I thought was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm talking about the whistle, obviously, which I thought just was fantastic. Really,
that
really
was
well
really
done.
Well done. Excellent. And I like the turn towards the tail end of the movie that you're like, holy shit, that person's behind all this?
Yeah,
you know,
the whole thing.
Very good. Yeah, it was very good. Very well done. So that's my fave for this edition. You don't have anything to plug because you are not on social media?
No, I do. I do the Google Plus thing.
You do. And you do Reddit, which is the most complex social media
outlet. I don't
post,
I just read it. I don't mess with it. I read Reddit because it's
You don't post on
continuously.
There? I thought you did.
Nope, never have.
Okay.
No, don't post on
Bye,
there.
Steph.
I post on
Bye, Riley. Have fun.
Google Plus, and I have a Tumblr now with movies, a movie Tumblr.
I have that. Okay.
So I'll give you the address. You can tweet it out or whatever. But
I will. Yeah. I will. Now, your lovely wife has left.
She has left the building, correct.
She has.
Taking my daughter to a sleepover, and she's going to a birthday party, which means we have the next 3 to 4 hours available for episode 3. I know most of you are excited for this. I certainly am. It's got to happen.
See, now I predict his 2014, you know, his plan for the next year shouldn't be losing weight, because, you know, let's face it, that's not going to happen, but should be starting his own podcast, because the man obviously has a love for the pod.
He does. He does have a love for the pod. Yes, you got that right. All right, well, with that, Brian and Rich, thanks for coming on for this edition.
Indeed.
We're going to close up shop.
You know what? Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, you got it.
I appreciate it.
You got it.
It's been great. I've had a blast. I didn't think it was going to be this fun.
There you go.
Really?
No, I know he didn't. I know. He was very hesitant about it.
I was nervous.
Yeah, but see, it's fun, man. Yeah.
Big crying girl about it the whole time. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Now we can't get him to shut the fuck up.
On that note, you can reach me.
Tell me about Stitcher again.
I can't.
How great is Stitcher?
It's awesome. Well, you can reach me at johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can check out pvdcast.com, obviously, or hit me up on Twitter at pvdmvp. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say I will chat at each and every one of you.
Mahalo.
Later. Thanks for listening, folks. Yeah. I'm breaking it off a little funky for you, ladies and gents. John Orlando, the host of the PVD Cast. I want to talk to you about Stitcher Radio. You've heard me say it 100 times. Stitcher is the best app for your podcast needs. You don't have it? Then what are you waiting on? Go over to Stitcher.com, find out how to download it. Or if you're pretty tech savvy, go on over to the App Store, download it, get it on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's an Android, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, doesn't matter if you have a tablet. You can download it and take your podcast with you anytime. You can listen anywhere you want, whether you have a Wi-Fi signal or not, whether you have a cell connection or not. Stitcher is the all-encompassing place you need to be for all types of podcasts, whether it's news, entertainment, sports, politics, whatever topic it is, Stitcher has a podcast for you. And if you need some customized recommendations, Stitcher will do that for you too. Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's just the bomb, which I don't think anybody says anymore. But nonetheless, Stitcher Radio. Go over to Stitcher.com, download the app, get it so you can listen to the PVD Cast and all the other thousands of podcasts that are available to you. Do it today.